I would like everybody to start out. Lichvod Yom HaSmut, for the Day of Independence, we're going to give out Hatikva. This will be the one piece of music that I didn't arrange. And there's a reason for that. By the way, whenever you have a question, interrupt me, ask a question, make a comment. Okay, don't be polite. Hatikva. Hatikva was arranged by my teacher, my friend, my mentor, Shimon Cohen. Shimon Cohen, the greatest Israeli orchestrator, one of the greatest orchestrators in the world, actually, a wonderful arranger. A very, very, very good composer, a really terrific pianist, and a wonderful conductor. And if you sing anything wrong near Shimon, oh my God, you have to change your citizenship and move to another country. I adore Shimon, he has no patience. And he was my teacher from very early, he was my first conductor. I was 15 years old, and I had the luck, it's dumb luck, Shimon Cohen was my conductor and arranger, and so I used to sit near him, and every time I did something wrong, he'd hit me on the hand like that, but then he'd give me candy or tea or something. So this is arranged by Shimon Cohen, and the song, I think you'll recognize it. I think people have heard it before, but I want to show you something that then builds to why I write the way I write and why I work the way I work and why I'm nothing like Shimon, but I wouldn't be anything without Shimon. Okay, so it's very important for me to know that we're building on blocks. Okay, I did not come from thin air. I did not just appear. I come from somewhere, and I learned from something that came before me. Hatikva, contrary to what people usually think, that it came from Smetana, did not come from Smetana, it didn't come from the Moldova, came from a Romanian folk song for somebody on a cart with a donkey. You know, and you go, hoisa, hoisa, like that. That's where this song comes from. Take, Romanian.
The Swedish folk
song. I know. Vermelan du Schöner. I know, yes, but and Vermelan du Schöner also has elements of Hatikva in it, but this comes from. So, and it was with the lyrics were written by Naftali Hertz Imbel. Since we are sitting in a synagogue, I will not tell you anything about Naftali Hertz Imbel's private life. Suffice it to say that he was a very interesting man, and he wrote a beautiful, beautiful song. So, does everybody read music here? No. Okay, so that's fine. Doesn't matter to me. I give this to you. If you read music, great. You can read the notes. If you don't read music, you have the lyrics in front of you, and you can look at it. And I have people in my choir who don't read music very well also, among people who read beautifully. And I just basically go over the stuff and we sing it. So I just want you to hear this and to see. We'll sing together the melody from the beginning to the end, and then we'll talk about it and see why it works the way it does, okay? So this is the key. Kolo, yeah? Here we go. The end. Kolo, vareva, venirima, nefesh, yehudi, pomiria, ulvate, misra,
Jerusalem.
mistaken text. And the pot is now something that belongs to it, although it was never there. But the last word is not Yerushalayim, although it's sung like that with everybody. It's Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
It is the Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim and Jerusalem. It's and Jerusalem. Yeah. So if you want to grammatically correct, but you have it in the Siddur, 718 in the correct way.
So now you see, I want to show you something about how Shimon arranges and why he arranges it that way. And if you listen to my singing, again you see an Israeli sensibility how to sing the song. So this is written for a people to sing chofshi. Chofshi, free. Chofshi, if you ever met an Israeli, means chofshi. Like, don't tell me what to do, don't tell me where to go, don't tell me how to sing. Open, 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 open. Okay? Now, it's not written while Israelis are that way, but that's the way we sing it today. Now, I want to show you something, because you know the melody. Pay attention to the fact is, Kolot Haleva Penima Nefesh Yehudi. Even though it's written here, there's a dotted eighth. It doesn't mean for somebody who can't read music, it just means a little bit more than is written, okay? Tiram, pararam. Well, we take a breath, because nefesh Yehudi. Otherwise it's nefesh Yehudi. Nefesh Yehudi doesn't sound nefesh Yehudi. So, kol od baleva, so long as in the heart, penima, inside, inwardly, nefesh, soul of Yehudi, of a Jew, homia. Homia is a beautiful word. Homia is like a dove, like a pigeon. Yeah? That sound. That's homia. That's what it means. It sings with emotion, longs for, still yearns. It's a lot of different meanings. And it's tied in, when you think about it, to the sound of the bird. Still not there. Still wanting. Still in movement. So I want you to see what happens here. We have altos here because I heard a couple, okay? So here's the vocal for the altos, yeah? Kolot Halefav Penima. So if there are altos here, sing with me. Kolot Halefav Penima. And then Nefesh Yehudi Homia. And you'll hear that what Shimon is doing is paying attention to the lyrics. Alright? He's paying attention to the lyrics. Homia means it's still moving. It's still not home. And so the music can't end there. Ta. Okay? One more time from the beginning. Kolot Haleva Penima Nefesh Yehudi Homia. Okay? Isn't that lovely? Now hear it together with the melody. Kolot Haleva Penima Nefesh Yehudi. Oh, me, just the sopranos and the altos together. Or everybody and the altos together, okay? And I'll sing with the altos, the rest of you know the melody. 2, 3, and. Look what happens here. He immediately creates conflict. Why would you have conflict? Why conflict? Now in Hatikva, this is my national anthem. Why should I want conflict?
Right at the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly correct. And he hits it where? Nefesh Yehudi. Nefesh Yehudi. Diram param. Diram. He hits right there. You have a little oomph like that. Okay? Right away you have a little bit of a clash. Why? Because it's the soul of a Jew. And immediately he's paying attention to two things. A soul of a Jew. And B, it's not at rest. Now we'll add the tenor to it.
Oh Lord, Baha'i Penima Nefesh Yehudi Omiya.
Okay? And it's doing something like the altos, but not completely. If you can't read music, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you the first lesson Shimon gave me when I started writing stuff that was more complicated. And I showed him a choral arrangement of mine, and Shimon looked at it and went, okay. And I said, what? He said, how's the page look? I said, I don't know. He said, is it interesting looking? I said, interesting looking? He said, yes. Is it interesting looking? I said, I don't know. He said, okay, if it's not interesting looking, how would it be interesting sounding? Okay? If you look at this, no two bars are the same. Look at the parts. Even if you can't read music, you can read sight. You can see that they're not doing the same things. Four parts, each one doing their own thing. Each one of them is different. So something interesting is going to have to happen. So we're going to see again, Asing the tenor. Do you know the alto part now? One more time to remind you. We're only doing until there, right? Melody, you know?
Kolot
for the tenor. 1, 2, 3, and.
Kolot bale ba benima nefesh yehudi omiya.
And it's like, hurts a little bit. That's the point. Has to hurt a little bit. It has to hurt a little bit. If it's not hurting a little bit, something's wrong there. We're not honoring what this is about. This comes from 2,000 years of pain. 2,000 years of pain you don't throw out of the window like that. Even if you want to throw them out of the window, you're not going to succeed. You can't throw the pain away. So live with it. Eat it. Sing it. Put it on the page. When you do that, suddenly, something will happen.
Oh, Lord, Baleba, Benima, Nefesh, Yehudi, Omiya.
So what happens here? You have what happens when German Jews meet Slavic Jews. Huh? And suddenly you hear a whole construction is Germanic, but the bass is singing Slavic. This is Russian bass singing. Because in New Earth, immediately you met these basses, and everything is built on it. Kind of shake the building kind of bass. So this is not easy for basses to sing, because he's immediately taking you down to low G, and he's going to take it to F. He'll do whatever he wants with the basses. Why? That's not a problem. Basses are not the problem in Israel. Mostly basses are not the problem. It's always the tenors that are the problem, right? Tenors are a problem. In case you didn't know, this is why always very hard to find a good tenor. Basses it's possible to find in this culture. The tenors, not so much. Tenors here are singing lovely. Basses are singing difficult. Altos are singing difficult, but lovely. And sopranos, melody. So the most difficult people always in a choir are going to be altos, because they are creating all the conflict. Good alto writing is the most interesting writing in the piece, always. Always. Because it's creating conflict. Anything that creates conflict is interesting and annoying. Interesting, but difficult. Beautiful and attractive, but not all the time. Right? Because I need to rest every once in a while. But the secret of art, conflict and resolution. All art, conflict and resolution. No conflict, there's no joy. It's not interesting. So right up front, he wants you to know this is going to be difficult, beautiful. Difficult, and he does that all the time. So we're going to try it one more time from the beginning. Altos.
Nefesh Yehudi Kohomiyahu.
Okay?
Kolo Baleva Penima.
And tenors.
Kolo Baleva Penima. Nefesh Yehudi Kohomiyahu. Kolo, kolo.
Of Shimon Cohen's writing. Every part in its own, you look at it, you go, really? But that's kind of strange. Until you put it together. Then suddenly you go, oh. Okay? And then it grows and grows and grows. We don't have time today. I have only till 10 o'clock with you. They didn't give me any time with you. So enough with the tikva. Alright? This is what we call in a siftah, Arabic word, it's a great word. Siftah means opening bargain. Okay? Because you are my first customer, for you, siftah, right? I give you this for nothing, right? It's an insult to my mother, but I offer you for this. That's it. That's a siftah. Hatikva.